The recovery of the Pike River Mine's entry tunnel has been halted after the discovery of a carcinogenic residue. It has been found on the walls, the roof and mining equipment, and could even be on Russell Smith's loader that was shown off to media last week. As Conan Young reports, all work has stopped, including examination of exhibits by police.
The head of the Pike River Recovery Agency, Dave Gorn, says the material was first discovered last week and promptly sent away for testing. He says the six-man team working underground was pulled out this morning as soon as the results came back, showing it was a potentially hazardous substance. WorkSafe has been notified and further tests are being done to work out what sort of carcinogen it is.
As we progress into the mine, we're getting into territory that has not had eyes on it since the first explosion, and we're discovering, you know, the unknowns that we always anticipated, and this was one of them. But it is not unusual, from my understanding, for a mine that has had either an explosion or been on fire to have some carcinogens as a residue.
Asked whether the men should have been pulled out when the material was first discovered, instead of waiting a number of days for the test results to come back, Dave Gorn said they were still afforded a level of safety by the equipment they used underground.
The PPE that they are required to wear includes protective gloves, goggles, and the wording we use is dust masks when required or as required.
He's not clear whether the police handling exhibits from the mine, including Russell Smith's loader, also wore masks. But he says they'll be included in a detailed risk assessment the agency will now undertake to work out how the recovery can continue in a safe manner. He says delays have been factored into the new $51 million budget the agency is now working with.
But we've had, in the interim, of course, COVID-19. We've got this potential delay now. And I'm sure there will be other factors that are unknown to us at this stage as we progress further down the drift.
Sonia Rockhouse, whose son Ben died in the mine, says it remains to be seen what impact the material may have had on the workers' health.
They've all got families and you know, so like I said before, we wouldn't want anything to happen to them or you know, have them to have health problems through doing what they're doing. We wouldn't want that at all.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the agency had no choice but to pull the mine's rescue team out as soon as the material was shown to be a carcinogen.
Safety comes first, and that has always been our position on the re-entry. We've reached some considerable milestones, gone further into the drift than has been achieved to date, and I know what a difference that has made for the families, but they've always been clear that we have to do everything safely.
Dave Gorn is hoping to hear back in the next few days what sort of carcinogen the recovery team and the police may have been exposed to. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Conan Young tēnei.